Yeah, that word, which is more common.
Yeah, but there was only one in Dwight, and he died.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They used to have that song, Old Zip Coon. We used to cut
the problem now is finding a record player to play them.
The old crank machine.
Oh, you got one, huh? You have any special word for a fellow who's sort of a backwoodsman? It's hard to describe him without suggesting a word. A man who lives outside of town and never gets into town. He's not sophisticated. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. Some places they're called yahoos, and others they're called crackers, hillbillies, boomers. Hermit would probably be the one around here. Now, the man who brings the mail is the what?
Mailman.
Now, if you're, let's say your wife was calling you to go with her, and you're not ready, and you might say, well, I'll be ready in...
In a few minutes.
Would you ever say in just...
In
just a minute?
Yeah, just a minute.
What's this part of my
forehead?
And this is my left ear, and this is my
right ear.
If I didn't shave this morning, and it feels like I did.
The whiskers.
Or if I let it grow, I'd have quite a long. If I let this grow, I'd have quite a long what?
Beard.
And this is my. All this. I put
lips.
I put food into my what?
Mouth.
And this one right here.
My teeth.
And one of these is one. Just one, these are all my teeth. If I just talk about one.
Oh, one tooth.
And my teeth grow out of my, what are these?
Gums.
And my hand, this is my what?
Palm.
And I'm making two.
Fist.
Two,
fists.
Okay. And, an elbow and a knee, these are both what? These are not bones, they're what? Joints?
Well, joints.
This is my
breast.
Or I'm beating my...
Beating your breast.
And these are my...
Shoulders.
And if I had a great deal of muscle here, you might think that I was very
strong.
Okay. Now, you're talking about an old lady who moves around very fast, and you say, my, isn't she, she moves
spry?
Around. Would you ever use peppy or?
Yes, peppy, yeah.
Pert? Probably not bird. Okay. Now, if somebody asks you to go through a cemetery at midnight, and you say, "Oh no, I'm I won't do that. I'm what?" If it's midnight and it's a cemetery and you don't like ghosts, and somebody says, "Let's go walk through the cemetery," and you say, "Oh no, I won't do that. I'm what?
Scared."
Okay.
I wouldn't be scared to go to the cemetery.
Well, for the sake of argument, let's say
you might take a right hand cup coffee.
Oh, I guess that'd be fine. Sure. Okay. This isn't a great deal longer.
Would you rather finish?
Well, I don't need a cup right now, but
okay.
I can always use one. Whatever you want to do.
It doesn't make any difference.
Go ahead and finish up.
All right, we'll see what we can get down here first.